Good evening again, and welcome to another installment of Monday Night Live. I hope everyone had a great weekend and a great Monday start to this week. And now, without further ado, I would like to welcome our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Mr. Carr, how are you? Hi, Mr. Carr.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. Yourself?
I'm doing great.
Well, good deal. So I do welcome everybody on the call tonight. We're doing an open floor format, and we're talking about marriage material. So we're going to have questions, we're going to have some answers, and we're going to have a great time. So with that being said, we can get started with prayer, and then we can go ahead and open up the call. Mr. Bree, you mind opening this up for prayer, please?
Yes, sir. Everyone bow your head and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, I would like to thank you for welcoming us this evening for this meeting, for this Monday Night Live call. I pray that everyone open their ears to hear and hearts to receive and take a good word from it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. All right, y'all, so we're talking about marriage material. We've had some interesting information this whole week. Okay, and we're going to continue to pour. This time we're just doing it with general open format and questions. It's important now. This is the word of God, and we have to take it seriously. This is the only thing that we have, all right? This is the only thing that we have. So at any time, if you have any questions, if you want to suggest or share any answers that you may have come up with, anything that you hear that you want to address, please press star 5. Again, that's star 5, and we'll get to you immediately, all right? Is Mr. DJ here, Ms.?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, Mr. DJ?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful, man. So you want to go ahead and share with us what you have this week?
What I got out of the topic this week is, are we marriage material? Are we worthy enough to say that we're married to God? Are we worthy enough to be on his arm? He wants to marry us, but are we marriage material? When you think of marriage material, you think of someone that's faithful, loyal, same worldviews, committed, humble. I would even go so far as to say submissive. You would do anything for that spouse. That's marriage material. And there's a host of other things that whatever you can think of in your mind, what you want to be married to, well, ask yourself that. And say, would God want to be married to you? Oftentimes, some people think of trivial things and things that have nothing to do with marriage. You know, and of course, I'm not going to say some people have been married 3, 4, 5 times, but obviously you're not doing something correct. You need to humble yourself, submit yourself to Christ, and be married to him before you can be married to anyone else. It's crazy because some of us will get married to a person, a spouse, but we're not married to God. Woe be unto you. If you cannot marry Christ, then how in the world can you expect your marriage to be blessed? Hope you ate well.
All right. That's what it is, y'all. Okay? At the end of the day, if you cannot marry God, how do you expect anything else to go forward? Now,
right.
Here's the trivial part behind that. Here's where it gets interesting. Y'all, we need to be on a zillion before anybody else, you know, this is how we do and go. Here's the trivial part behind that. You know, the flesh doesn't agree with that, and that's okay. When did heaven ever stop moving forward because the flesh didn't agree?
Right.
Don't waste your time arguing with things that will argue with God. Let me throw this out here. You talk about marriage material. You talk about the first thing, the first marriage that we have to set our focus on is, you remember, Mr. DJ, the Bible says it this way. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
And all these things will be added unto you. In other words, all these things meaning what you desire. But when you hide the word of God in your heart, your desires become his desires. You know what marriage material doesn't look like? People who have separate desires from what God wants them with. Because when you marry God and you submit to God and you're submissive to God and you yield to God, that means everything that he wants me with is what I'm happy with.
Come on.
Why would you, women, why would you, men, want to marry anything that is separate from God? You know you set yourself up for danger, right?
Oh, yes.
I know she looks good. I know he can talk well. I know y'all both got money. What does that mean?
Nothing.
You know how many
all.
People will be miserable in the day when God comes back in the day of judgment? Let's see how much. See, let me just put it this way, Mr. DJ. We're talking about marriage material. If it's not in love, I mean, if it's not in God, it's not real love anyways. You do know that, right?
That's true.
I've heard people say, I would never love them again. My first question is, were you in God? Well, no. Mm-hmm. If you wasn't in God, why did you just classify that as love? Let me say that again. I just need to get this right. I need to get everybody to get this right. If you wasn't in God, you cannot classify your sin as something righteous. Love is righteous. That's something that is sacred. Remember last night I talked about it? Well, we don't keep nothing sacred no more. Why did we just say something was love and it wasn't?
Right.
Y'all know what I mean? Let me give you an example if you're missing what I'm saying, because we're talking about marriage material. When you were yet a little youngin', in your heyday, that little puppy love you thought was real love. But now that you're mature, can you call it what it is? Puppy love, right?
Right.
Meaning it wasn't real. That was your juvenile state of thinking. Hello?
That's right.
See, that puppy love is that cute love. But that ain't real, because you know what real love look like? This is how you know what's marriage material. All you got to do is test them, Jesus. All you got to do is test us, God. All you got to do is test the situation. Real marriage material is when, Mr. DJ, you don't have. Let's see if she's going to be around. Ma'am, Mr. Bree, real marriage material is when you don't have and you don't open your legs. Let's see if he still wants you. See, real marriage material can stand the test of time. In other words, it wasn't about what you don't have and do have. Real marriage material say, I want your soul because it belongs to me and mine belongs to you. Real marriage material has nothing to do with the external factors. Nothing.
Come on now. Come on.
Somebody don't have to agree with that. But see, when you want to live a successful life, meaning have a successful relationship, meaning have a successful marriage with God, you will understand if it was about external, well, Jesus is you. How could he marry you?
That's right.
Huh? God don't deal with the flesh, so how could he marry you? So it can't be dealing with the external factors. Now, can it?
No, it can't.
No, it can't.
He says be equally yoked. That don't mean that I'm perfect like he is. He told us to be perfect. That means my record may have blemishes, but now he's a present God. He's a present. He's a present. See, he asked me. See, now I am because I have taken on his character. If you want to know what marriage material look like, you better go through something before you say I do.
Right.
That's right.
Now, hold on. I ain't saying you go through something and you're the one who just looking crazy and you want them and they don't want you. That's not going through something if you stand. They see, go through something and let them stand as well. Because if he out there dating Sherry, Susie, Tamika, and Tracy, and you talking about I done went through it all and that's my man, you crazy. See, going through something requires that I go through, but I don't break my faith. I don't break my stride. My hand is still in your hand. See how I go, Mr. DJ? Going through something means I went through the storm, and guess what? Our souls are still connected. This is about us. We don't find, boy, y'all better watch this. Watch this. We don't find our way back to one another. That means we don't find our way back. We never separated. Boy, y'all, it's cool.
Come on.
See, some people go through separations. That's you. But God said he would never leave nor forsake. See, in other words, a real marriage don't separate at all.
That's right, Doc. Come on.
You go ahead and get mad at me. Because if a real marriage separates, when did God ever separate from you?
Never.
Right.
Come on, Mr. DJ. The only time people are going to say they believe in separation is they're trying to dumb it down because it's something that, see, selfish people, see, when they go through it and all of a sudden they, you know, they grade on the curve, they're curving to meet their appetite.
Right.
But see, if it's real, huh? If it's real, it won't separate. Believe that. I don't think you heard me.
That's right.
If it's real, you may try and leave it, but it would never leave you. Because, see, we have tried to separate from God, but where has God left us?
Never.
Okay. You can't have two foolish people talking about this a real marriage.
Right.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Huh? You know it's real when you ever seen somebody just stay around and the other person do wrong and they stay around? They're real foolish. But they got the real part right, just the latter part. Second part ain't. This is real, people. So marriage material. Fellas, marriage material. Women, marriage material. Huh? If they can only sell, see, people, some people tolerate you, even in marriage.
That's
there's very few that will celebrate you. Let something go on, and let's see how they respond. You better open your eyes, but in the same token, let something go on with you. Because if you really are marriage material to God, it ain't about the blessing. It's about my obedience. I don't want no peanut butter and jelly. Y'all heard that song before? I just want my soul to be saved. In other words, God, I just want to be with you. I don't care about no car. I don't care about no money. I don't care about no house. When you want somebody, it don't matter what you have or don't have.
Oh. Amen. Amen.
Ain't that something, y'all? Huh?
Oh, yes.
Fellas, if she really wants you, it ain't about what you have, bro. Ladies, if he really wants you, it ain't about what you have, man. It's not about that. I promise you. You understand? It's not. Marriage material is something that should always start and end with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all got it? It should start with God, and it should end with God. See, the problem is, Mr. DJ, we go ahead and do our own little thing in marriage, and we thought that that's what we wanted, and then we try and get God in on the back end when things don't go right.
Right.
But we say, God, I know that's the one. How you know anything when you didn't choose him? So how you let somebody select you, or you selected them, when you didn't first select God? So how can you make a good judgment when you have yet to select God? Boy, I'm about to throw some halos, some bolos tonight. Let's say this again. How are you a good judge of character when you have yet to select the perfect God?
That's
just
right.
Just because you say the name Jesus, just because you go to a physical building called church, don't mean that you selected him.
Amen.
We can say New Orleans Saints, all that, and who that? You understand? We don't go to the football game. Even if you do go to the football game and you're fortunate enough to go, great. That don't mean you're on the team. Because as soon as they lose, what? I mean, fair weather fans. See, my whole point is this. Just because the outer shell look like it's marriage material don't mean that the inner soul, the inner person, is really that.
Okay.
Right.
So the Bible says test every spirit to see if it's a spirit of God. In other words, if you want to know what real marriage material looks like, first of all, know your daddy, know God. Know what love looks like, meaning know what God looks like. And then you compare everything next to it. So now, before you compare them to see if they're marriage material, make sure you compare yourself to see if you are as well.
That's right.
All right. Yep. Here we go. Marriage material. Okay. First question, Mr. DJ, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bree, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do we have Mr. Neese on the phone? Is she with us this evening? Or?
Yeah. He's here. Okay. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get it. The first question, y'all. Hold on, let me start out with this one. We can start out the right way. All right, let's go. Here we go. The first question is, Mr. DJ, what is marriage?
Marriage is a covenant between you and God. I mean, it's a promise, a contract. It's a covenant. between you and God in terms of commitment. So I guess it could be a holy commitment.
Okay.
Yeah.
And y'all, when he say holy, meaning something that's sacred, something set apart.
Right.
That's a commitment. That's that paperwork that nobody see, but the parties that signed on it. Nobody else need to see that. Nobody else need to touch that.
Right.
All right. Mr. Bree, what is marriage?
Okay, marriage is a union between a man and a woman that they enter into through a contract in front of God.
All right. All right. Mr. Neese, what is marriage?
I would have to agree with Mr. DJ as well. It's a covenant between you and God, and then it's a covenant, a promise between a man and a woman that they make before God.
Hmm. Y'all, what is marriage? I love this question to start the night off. What is marriage? It is a covenant that involves God but extends to the flesh, like Mr. Bree said, man and woman. Here's the thing about the question, what is marriage? See, a lot of times we answer things without taking God into account.
Right.
I'm saying this openly because the question is, what is marriage? And marriage is a relationship. Marriage is an agreement. Marriage is a promise.
Right.
When people promise and they break their promise, could they have a successful marriage?
No. No.
Is it possible to have a successful marriage if you break your promise, Ms. Janice?
No, it's not possible to have a successful marriage if you break your promise.
Hey, that's something, y'all. Here's the thing about it, y'all. A lot of people say, well, I never promised. See, y'all ever heard of something called suggestive nature? In other words, don't lead people on. In other words, translated, your promise is your actions, not your words.
That's right. Right.
Mr. DJ, you know we're going to rise and roll tonight. Your promise is your actions, not your word. I never promised that I was going to be married to you, DJ, so why are you mad? Well, why did you lead this man on?
All right.
So, Mr. Carr, hold on, pause, put a stop on it. You mean to tell me I can't be cordial? See, there's one thing to be cordial, but there's another thing to communicate with intimacy. Why are you letting him in on something that you know he may be susceptible to? You know what he's looking for. Huh?
All right.
Come on now, y'all. See, in other words, if you're not really full-fledged ready to be married to that individual, don't play with that individual. As a matter of fact, let's put it this way, Mr. DJ, Mr. Bree, look what God says. Choose ye this day. In other words, it would be best if you're not going to be full, all in, all hands on deck, and being totally sold off of God, it would be best for you to go ahead and do what you want to do and don't even say God's name.
All right. That's right.
Oh, y'all need scripture on that? Huh? Lukewarm, he's still going to spew you out his mouth, spit you out.
That's right.
Marriage is a total commitment. Let me say that again. Marriage, look at the word selection, is a total commitment. That means everything, all things, everything is included. Your thoughts, your emotions, your flesh, your everything is included in marriage. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's not forget this one. Your finances. To be doing that double account stuff, doing one behind somebody's back, or doing something with their consent. Because a lot of people in marriage, you got two people who don't know what's going on, and some people say, well, my wife don't have a problem with a man. Even if she don't have a problem with it, what happens to your marriage with God? Meaning God has a problem with it, so now you took the left. Now we're acting like Satan, because we want to go through Eve and not Adam.
All right. Come on.
Lord Jesus, have mercy. Somebody missed that. In other words, because he don't have a problem with who I talk to, or she don't have a problem with who I talk to, it's all good. But let me ask you this. Does God have a problem with who you talk to?
All right.
Yes.
That's right.
Mr. DJ, it gets better.
Yes, sir.
Before you say what is marriage material, let's define what marriage is. Now let's go to the second part of that. Next question. Miss Janice. What is material?
I think material is going to be the things that you bring to the marriage.
Okay.
Am I right?
Fair enough. Oh, yeah. Mr. DJ, I know you talked a bit. What you got? What is material?
Material is your criteria, your items. What are you dealing with, quote unquote, in front of you? What is the reference in which you are dealing with? Your resource. That's what it is.
Okay. We going somewhere, y'all. They getting it. Mr. Bree, what is material?
I agree with both of them. The only thing I can say material is what you bring into the table, your equipment.
Okay. All right. Material. Marriage material. We know that the marriage is a promise. It's a relationship. It's a covenant. It's the totality.
Right.
It's that we won. Marriage material will be the very thing that you bring to the table that makes the marriage look good.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Hold on. That means my faithfulness is material. Yeah. My loyalty is material. Yeah. Boy, you see how deep it gets? See, the material makes everything else look good. See, the marriage is the sustenance. The material covers it. Lord, in other words, you can never touch my marriage because my material is good. It's authentic.
All right.
I didn't catch that, right? We're talking about marriage material. You can't touch my marriage to God. Didn't the Bible say hide the word in your heart? See, when you hide the word in your heart, meaning my marriage is so good to God, you can't take it away from me. In other words, you can't steal my peace because my loyalty and my faithfulness, my material is so good to the very thing that I say I promise to.
That's right.
All right.
Uh-oh. Now, how you know somebody ain't marriage material is when something can steal their peace.
Okay.
When something can steal their joy. See, in other words, when something can make you go the opposite direction of what you promised to the person you said you vowed it to, something ain't right. Are you marriage material?
All right.
All right, now.
In other words, are you faith? Are you loyalty? Are you truth? Or are you honesty? Mr. DJ, are you consistent? Mr. Bree, are you chemistry? Huh? Mr. Nick, are you communication? What's your material look like? Put it to the test. Mr. DJ, we'll see how faithful men we are, me and you. Huh? How faithful we are. Let us be around that's supposed to be our wives right there, or our soon-to-be wives. Let us go on vacation, or let us go away for 2 months that we have to. What we look like? What are we talking about?
All right.
What does our material look like? What does our sustenance look? How can we be marriage material then when we get back in front of them? Y'all know how people have military wives or gym wives or husbands and stuff like that. In other words, how they marriage material and nothing ain't lawyers about them.
All right.
When they go to the military, they with this one. When they go back home, they with the other one. Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
But people think they marriage material based on deception. Their material is deception. In other words, this is why people continue to lie. You ever seen somebody lie and stay in a lie and they got to keep on lying to cover their lie? You know why? Because the material, who they are, they're trying to cover their vow to you through a lie. In other words, because if ever you find out the truth, it'll expose them.
All right.
All right.
Is that true, Mr. DJ?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Shoot, if he started off lying, he got to go ahead and continue that lie. He ain't too deep now.
That's right.
Marriage, material. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're about to get interested now. Let us move on now. Can y'all hear that bell?
Yes,
not jingle bells. All right, here we go, y'all. Yeah. Next email question, Ms. Janice, I'm going to start with you. Just because they are not saved, does that necessarily mean that they are not marriage material?
I would say yes. That does not mean because they're not saved that they're not marriage material. Because if you're not saved and you're not in God, how are you going to be able to love me as Christ loved the church?
Mr. Bree, you want to go ahead and add on to that? What you got?
Well, I would disagree, because they can be marriage material if they're not saved. And the reason why I say that is because, how to put it, I know we all strive to be married, but and everything should be done in God. But if we're not there yet, we can't get there.
Hmm.
That's what I'm saying. We can get there.
Okay, okay. Mr. DJ.
Okay.
Just because they're not saved, does that necessarily mean that they're not marriage material?
I would say yes, they're not marriage material until they're saved. And that's my prerequisite for my marriage. I mean, some of us weren't saved, of course, with Christ, but that's Christ. But as far as for me and my house, oh, we're going to be saved. Otherwise, we're not getting married. So I'm going to say yes.
Oh, boy. Y'all, this is good. This is good, and I want y'all to be yourselves now. Don't get politically correct answers. Don't get spiritually correct answers. Go ahead and be you. The fact of the matter, the question says, just because they're not saved, does that necessarily mean that they're not marriage material? If you're not saved, how can you make a clear, godly decision?
Amen.
All right.
In other words, Mr. Bree, if they're not saved, how can you all be on one accord? If you're saved and they're not, how can you be on one accord?
All right.
They're not going to agree with what you agree with. In other words, now you'll start to backslide because you care about them more than you care about God, and they will start to D-R-A-I-N you, drain you.
All right.
You ever seen a parent who say, but they got some unruly kids, and they always covering up for their kids, and eventually what they start to do is lie to God? Y'all ever seen that before? Oh, my babies are good, but behind closed doors, they're telling Miss Janice and Mr. DJ and Mr. Bree, them kids get on my nerves. But out on social media, they the best thing since sliced bread. It drains them.
All right.
Because
all right.
Lies will drain you. And what happened is, instead of progressing, you're doing a whole bunch of cleanup.
All right.
The marriage is supposed to be progressive, but you're busy cleaning up. Because God said you better be equally yoked, and there's no equal yoke about that. In other words, they don't view God the way you view God.
Amen.
All right.
And the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all our ways. When you are married in God, you morph into one person. If you're double-minded, meaning they think one way about God and you think another way, isn't that instability?
And Mr. Carter, doesn't it say don't be around people like that? That you should leave quickly and quietly?
Because the uncompromising word of God, if God doesn't compromise, Satan wants to be just like God. He ain't trying to compromise either. So it will be oil and water, light and darkness. They'll butt heads all the time. You do know this, right?
All right. All right.
Because they'll tell you, DJ, don't try and change who I am. And you looking at them, but I like, I love you. So now you become submissive to something that's not in God.
Amen.
All right.
Come on now. Because the Bible clearly says it. The word of God will either draw you or drive you. If you are strong in God, that means you're strong in the marriage. That means you don't compromise. It's one thing for somebody to want to grow. It's another thing for them to be stuck in their ways.
That's right.
Because when you want to grow, shouldn't you see change?
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Right? The question was, just because they're not saved, does it necessarily mean they're not? No, they're not marriage material. Because if they're not trying to do right in God, what are you looking for? Why are you even over there? In other words, why are you trying to buy a nice car? Why are you over there and then people have a big old sign, big as day, that says, you know, they're selling it as is, meaning there's going to be problems with it. Why are you over there? They're telling you, big as day, if you purchase this, you're buying it as is. You know what you just did? You didn't just accept a marriage as is. That means you're going to have a big old problem on your hands. Because you know why? You can't ever go back to them and say, hold on, player. When we got married, you was in God. Why you like this now? You can't say that because they'll say you found me in the club. So what you tripping
about? All right.
Yep.
Talk to me now. Let's talk. Let's do it. This is what we have.
All right. You done got you a lemon.
You got a lemon. And you know what happened when you do that lemon. Eat that lemon, right?
Yep.
I'm talking about the car. It's sour.
That's right.
Somebody talking about, well, I like lemon. It preserves stuff. Baby, look, I'm talking about when you're eating. It's healthy for you.
All right.
It tastes good either, huh? Ain't that something? Is that fine? Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's get to the next question. We getting quiet on that one. I ain't going to mess with nobody. The next question, marriage material. Can two selfish people, Mr. DJ, can two selfish people coexist and have a successful marriage?
Two selfish people can coexist. They may not be happy, but they're both selfish. And did you say have a successful marriage? Or
correct, huh?
If they're both selfish, I don't think it would be successful. But, I mean, if they're both selfish, then, you know, they'll be there. They're equally yoked. Wrong. Two rotten eggs, you know, they'll just be together.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
All right. You're right. Two rotten eggs think they both smell good, so.
You're right.
True. Mr. Bree, can two selfish people coexist and have a successful marriage? Ms. Janice, can you pick that up? Can two selfish people coexist and have a successful marriage?
I'm going to say no, not have a successful marriage, because you got two selfish people. That means if they're both selfish, to me, they're just taking, 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 and they're not giving anything. They're not giving anything to each other because they're both selfish. So one wanted their way, the other one wanted their way. So I'm going to say no, they might could coexist, but not a successful marriage.
Okay. I would have to agree with both of you, y'all. This is good. Yeah, what you got, Mr. DJ?
It's just like saying, can two pigs live together in the mud? Since they both pigs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just like two clean people that will live without the mud.
That's right.
But a pig and a clean person is not going to happen. So in other words, can two saved people be together? Yes. Two unsaved people? Yes. But now, it's not successful in our eyes, but they gonna get along because both of them are, you know, ain't nothing present in that. Both of them.
Amen.
It's not gonna be anointed, but they'll be together.
Amen. Amen. That's a loaded question, y'all. That's a loaded question for the email. Can two selfish people coexist and have a successful marriage? Yes and yes, depending on how you look at it. Yes, they can coexist. I mean, a thief can live with a thief. They just steal from each other.
Right.
Right.
You know, you stole his underwear, he stole your bra. I mean,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody lying to everybody. Right? And they don't see nothing wrong with it. You remember
right.
The Bible says it this way. In the last days, men will view wrong as right and right as wrong. Do you understand?
Right.
The selfish people, that's their norm. So when they walk across truth and unselfish people, they'll start to talk about you, DJ, before they talk about their selfish spouse.
Right.
All right.
Can they live together successfully? In their eyes, they think it is success because they think that time tells what success is.
Amen.
All right.
They think because they are happy that they are successful. You ever, y'all heard that song? I don't know who sing it. I'd rather deal with you and all your bull. Come on, talk to me.
Never heard it.
Y'all heard that song before. I think who is that? That's the guy named, come on. The one who sung that song with the lady, and she made him stop singing it because it was hers.
Chris Brown.
That's not Chris Brown.
I don't think that's Chris Brown.
That wasn't
I ain't never heard it.
You talking about Ella?
Yeah, 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 her. The guy
Ella
who sung her song. Jacques. I think he's done that. I rather, in other words, do you understand selfish people would rather deal with selfish people?
That's true.
Right.
In other words, marriage material, y'all. The question says, can two selfish people coexist and have a successful marriage? In their eyes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They don't see nothing wrong with what they're doing. So to them,
right.
But they can't define what success is.
That's
now,
true.
In the spiritual sense, can two selfish people coexist and live together? Absolutely. Because they did it on the porch. You remember? All them lame people was on the porch, five porches.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But can they have a successful marriage? Absolutely not, in God's eyes. Absolutely not.
Right.
And God is the final judge. The reason why they can't have a successful marriage, because when marriage is a success, well, if anything is a success, not just marriage, but we can take marriage. When marriage is a success, that means it is anointed. That means, Mr. DJ, your marriage should be so successful that it makes Janice's marriage successful as well. They start to fly us too.
All right.
Things are successful when heaven cheers for it.
All right.
Success is when, you remember the Bible says it this way, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. Success looks like this. What you do here, God does there. That's what success is.
Right.
Okay.
Will there be selfishness in heaven? Absolutely not.
Nope.
So two selfish people can't have a successful marriage in God's eyesight, although they will argue the point and say they can. Don't you spend time arguing with the flesh. Uh-uh.
All right.
Don't argue with the flesh, because your friends will get off this phone and say, I don't agree with that. And that's fine.
Right.
Now, when they come to their senses, then let's have that conversation. But up until then, let's not waste one another's time.
Right. Right.
Because you're going to be spending hours and days talking about God. No. God told you to wipe your hands and dust your feet. Get your peace back and let's move.
All right.
Okay. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
All right. Ms. Shabri, I'm going to start with you on this one since you got tongue-tied on that other one. Kind of jacked up. I mean, we ain't going to call you selfish or nothing. No more you step on people's toes, they just back up.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all talking about me over here. Trying to throw shade. Ain't that something? Here's a question. If you are not faithful in your friendships, does that mean that you won't be faithful in your marriage?
Yes, I believe so. Because
explain
yourself. You need to be faithful. You need to be faithful all the way around. Faithful with your friends, faithful in your marriage, faithful with everything. So why wouldn't you be faithful?
Okay. Miss Janice, if you're not faithful in your friendships, does that mean that you won't be faithful in your marriage?
I would have to say yes, because in order to have a friend, you have to show yourself friendly. So if I consider you to be my friend, because I don't have a lot of friends, I have associates, but if you're my friend, then you're my friend. And I'm gonna be faithful to you. I'm going to be loyal to you. Because just like God is a friend of mine, I'm going to be a friend of yours. So I'm going to be faithful and loyal to you. So I believe you have to be faithful and loyal to your true friends. And if you're that loyal and faithful to your true friends, then it will spill over into your marriage, because you're going to be faithful and loyal to your partner. Because I just honestly believe that your partner should be your friend as well.
All right.
All right. Mr. DJ, I know you heard the question, but I'll repeat it for you. If you are not faithful in your friendships, does that mean that you won't be faithful in your marriage?
Absolutely, yes. You can't. First of all, your marriage, that person has to be your friend as well. I mean, if you ain't loyal to, I mean, not loyal, excuse me, if you're not faithful to your friends, if you're not truthful to your friends, then that means that basically you're a lie. The truth ain't in you. You can't be on one side of the fence and then be on the other side of the fence at the same time. That's not going to work. So you have to be truthful to your friends, which is your character. If your character is out of whack, there's no way in the world you're going to be faithful to nobody in terms of marriage. So a double-minded, you know the rest. So, yeah, you got to be faithful.
Well, you know that's when Mr. DJ sighed when he said, you know the rest. Y'all figure it out. Now, the question says, if you are not faithful in your friendships, does that mean you won't be faithful in your marriage? Again, star five if you have any questions or you want to throw a question out or you want to answer this. Here's the thing. Define what faithful is. Faithful is everything that lines up with the Word of God. See, a faithful friend, I need y'all to hear me and hear me good. A faithful friend don't amen DJ all the time. A faithful friend say, DJ, you wrong, and I will fall out of my relationship with you if you don't straighten up. Bro, you wrong, man.
Right.
Right.
Anybody else want to challenge that? Because we think that faithful friend says, I don't know Shabrie, but I've been knowing DJ all my life, so I'm siding with DJ. No, they don't. Oh, no, no.
That's right.
I'm so faithful to you, Mr. DJ, to where that lady who I just met. Hey, ma'am, I'm not agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with the truth in you. DJ, you wrong. And that's what it's going to be. See, that's a faithful friend.
Right.
Y'all hear? The reason why I say it this way, because I need to spice this thing up and go a little deep now. If you're not faithful in your friendships, does that mean you, in other words, you got a lot of people that will not tell their spouse when they're wrong. Simply because they don't know when they're wrong.
Right.
If you don't know when somebody else is wrong, you're going to miss two. And there's a lot more where they come from, but two for sure. When the Bible says, when you see your brother in error, go to him in love and restore them, you can't restore them.
Right.
And then, y'all hear that part?
Yes.
And then, how can you sharpen it, if you don't see it as dull? Iron sharpens iron.
Right.
That's right.
So how can your marriage get better if it can't be corrected? Since we're not perfect. Hold on, watch this. Since we're not perfect, Since we're not perfect, right? Shouldn't there be some sharpening along the way?
All right.
Yes, sir.
So if you can't be faithful in the friendship, you know you can't be faithful in the marriage. In other words, your best friend should be your spouse in the first place.
All
right. That's right.
Yes.
We have one hand raised, Mr. Carr.
Who we got?
Okay. Okay, caller.
Hi, good evening. I had a question. Is it a good time to ask?
Okay, give me one second. So, y'all, your best friend should be your spouse in the first place, meaning your best friend should be God.
All right.
Remember the Bible said it this way, Mr. DJ? Whose report shall you believe?
Okay.
How are we married to God, but we listen to our flesh?
Right.
That's right.
All
right.
You're not faithful in your friendship, yet alone your marriage. You're not faithful to God as a friend, yet alone being married to him. He no longer calls you a servant, you're a friend. If you're not faithful in the friendship with them, how could you be faithful in the marriage to him?
All right.
You can't.
If you was a bootleg friend out there in the streets, do you think that you'll be a good woman or a good man in a marriage? Man, you got to. It's only a matter of time before you come out now.
Right.
You've been practicing wrong too long.
That's right.
And your practice is going to come out in the wash. Do you know that?
Amen.
I'm talking about I like the friend who can't lie. They'd be like, man, you know I can't lie. I'd be like, I can't even surprise, Janice with something. I can't, golly, because I know they're going to tell, so I can't tell them.
Right.
But I like that type of friend. I like that type of friend who will put it all on the line for what's right. Yeah. You want that person who's faithful in the friendship before ever they're faithful in the marriage. Because then you do know they have people that are vouched for them honestly and be like, shoot, when we was out here doing that, shoot, Shabrie, she can get it two shoes up. Now you better stick to that. Because if she was faithful in the friendship, faithful don't see, a lot of people have the word faithful confused. They think that faithful means that you don't betray me. No, faithful means I don't betray God.
Right. All right. Come on, say that again.
Say it again. Boy, Mr. DJ, look, they ain't even like that one, Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ, hit me upside my head, please. If I say, man, you wrong, you ain't have my back, hit me upside my head. You'd be like, Mr. Carr, you wasn't in God, so why am I supposed to have your back?
All right.
See, faithful don't mean that you're faithful to tell you. Faithful means that you're faithful to the God in tell you. Remember the Bible said, do not put your trust in man, but put your trust in God. If you don't see God in them, tell them about that, that you don't see God in them. But bro, I never was. See, here's the thing. Our friendship is the foundation. See, we have a friendship, but the foundation was God. So if God is not the foundation no more, why am I your friend? I'm not your friend.
Huh? All right.
You brought God out of this situation. And you
all
don't
right.
want to go back to God. Every time we have a conversation, Mr. Carr always, you know, talking about how he feels. Mr. DJ talking about God. So, Mr. Carr wrong. How can DJ be my friend when I would not go back to the God that we started out in? But Mr. Carr getting married. He getting married. Mr. DJ shaking his head. I'm like, man, you tripping. Because Mr. DJ saying, shoot, you ain't faithful in our friendship, let alone the marriage.
And Mr. Carr was also friend like that before. I mean, he was doing well until he wanted to. I was at his wedding. And then he ended up cheating with another woman who was married. And then they divorced. And then he married that lady. And I wouldn't attend the wedding. Or I couldn't go along with that. It wasn't made correctly, you know.
Come on. Come on.
It gets
good.
Mm-hmm. It gets good, y'all. It gets good. Because, see, I've seen people who had to step up, talk, when they, family members, seriously, family members marrying the same sex, and they had to make a decision. The rest of their family got mad and said, why you ain't support? And I told them, you did the right thing by not going. Get mad if you want to, but my faithfulness is to God. In other words, how can I be a friend to you? If I'm not a friend to God first, that ain't what God called us to be. Ain't no same-sex marriages. You go ahead and play with that. But Mr. Carr would not marry something that God said do not marry. You are crazy if you think I'm going to marry same-sex. Play somebody else.
That's
you
right.
can't take this church away. That's for sure.
Come on.
Put it in
All right. All right.
You understand? Because if you can't be faithful to that friend, how can you ever be faithful in your marriage to God?
Huh? Right.
Now, watch this. When they come around, they're going to appreciate you and say, thank you for being the only person who stood up and didn't come. Now that I've come to my senses, I see why you didn't come. I bet you. Watch.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Remember, we're peculiar, not familiar. All right. Carla, you there? You hear that, Carla?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go ahead and get to your question. What you got?
So I married my husband many years ago because we got pregnant in high school. And I realized that I've paid more attention to our relationship than my relationship with God. And recently I've started giving more of my time in God and putting him first. But now my husband is demanding more of my time, more than he's had in these years. But how do I balance both?
Mr. Bree, I'm going to start with you because Mr. Bree's going to give us that, you know, off the cuff. She talking about, look, the little God I got, I'm going to use that on Sunday, this Monday. Go ahead, Mr. Bree. He's using it tonight. Go ahead and use your stuff. What you got, Mr. Bree?
Okay. What I would say, for me, I was in that situation before, and I'm just going by from what I did. I wind up getting into God. My husband, my ex-husband did not. So I just had to make a decision. Either I stay or I go. Evidently, I didn't stay. I left. But that's the decision you have to make because he will bring you down. You can't force nobody to do something. Y'all wasn't in God when y'all got married. So you found God and, you know, now you're taking attention away from your husband, and well, you take attention away from God trying to please your husband. You can't do that. You always got to please God. You put God first and stop trying to please your husband. If he don't want to conform, just make a decision. You have to go.
She said, get rid of the man. Hold on.
Yeah.
She's hanging out here, huh? Y'all know she rolled her eyes. Yep.
Next.
All right. Carla, can you ask that question again? Mr. DJ, I'm coming straight to you after this question. What you
okay.
got, Carla?
I married my husband many years ago because we got pregnant in high school. And I've paid so much attention to our relationship and was not paying attention to God. I finally have come into understanding how important my relationship is. God is, and I'm spending more time with him. But my husband is now demanding more of my time, actually more than he has in the past. How do I balance both?
Okay, well, first of all, without God, you ain't going to be able to balance nothing. And you shouldn't have to balance both because God comes first. If you don't know that, then you shouldn't even be in that marriage. It's never going to work. God has to come first. He is the head, not the tail. He didn't say, share me. He didn't say that. So you got to get right with God first. Secondly, in terms of that, it sounds like you got married for the wrong reason. If this gentleman wants to be with you and it sounds like he wants more time, then have him come to Christ with you. If he really wants to be with you, have him come to Christ with you. And you all work on that together. If not, then you got to leave him alone. I mean, let him know, you know, I got to love you from a distance, but this ain't going to work. Make sure you have Christ first. Everything else will fall in place.
Okay. Ms. Denise, real quick, what you got on that?
I'm going to say because you're in Christ and your relationship is continually growing in Christ and your husband is demanding more time with you. So what I would do is I would just earnestly seek God and do some fasting and praying that my husband would come into the full knowledge of Christ. Because as it is now, you're in Christ and he's not, so you are unequally yoked. And you need to be equally yoked because you have children and your children are watching you. So I would set aside some time to do some fasting and praying that my husband would, you know, just have a change, a conviction, that he would be convicted and he would want to get to know Christ.
All right, here we go. Carla, can you repeat that question one more time for everybody out there? Then I'm answering.
All right. Many years ago, I married my husband because we got pregnant in high school. I paid so much more attention to our relationship than I did with my relationship with God. And recently, I've started to grow in God. And unfortunately, my husband is saying that I'm not spending as much time with him. How do I balance both him and God?
Here's the thing. Let me go ahead and give it to y'all raw. I'm about to come up against what was already said. The fact of the matter is you got married, and now we're going to assume that you got married in God. Oh, boy, it gets good. You do know that you still have an obligation in the natural, too. Right?
Okay.
Come on, Mr. B, Mr. Boy, y'all done got quiet.
I'm listening.
I got the kid in now. I got a little taser or something if you run up on me.
I'm listening.
Uh-huh, they got them lips poked out. Here's the thing, okay? You took a vow before God. See, you love your spouse. Mm-hmm. The way you love your spouse is not indicative of you solely loving them is, see, in other words, you got the blessing because God was in the room and just so happened all y'all got it. The way that I love my spouse is because God is in the picture. See, yeah, boy, I'm about to teach it. I got to. See, the way that I love my spouse is because of God is in the picture. In other words, I love in spite of. Now, if it becomes a point to where it's hazardous to my faith in God, I got to go ahead and get something called a divorce. Because it's too much of a strain. And I see you're not trying to pull in that direction. But I don't have to split time. Because when I give you time, I'm giving God time. The Bible says work as if you're working unto God. In other words, catch it now. Don't say that I'm spending more time in my job when God told me to work as if I'm working unto God. See, I find God wherever I go.
Right.
Did y'all catch it?
Mm-hmm.
See,
yes,
some people say that I'm, you know, having favoritism or I'm doing this or, you know, I'm cutting that grass too much. Here's the thing. If God is there, that's where you're going to find me. since God was supposed to be in the marriage. I'm still obligated because of my vow to God, then my vow to you. In other words, the way that you know the Bible says it this way, how can you love me, someone you have never seen, but you can't love your brother that you see on a day-to-day basis? You see, when we start to mature, in other words, the way that I love my spouse, I love them like that is because I find God in the midst of it. Even if they don't have God in them, God comes through me. So I'm still obligated until God tells me to move on.
All right.
Well, y'all better catch this now. Because what happened is we'll get so spiritually high to where we're no earthly good. Let me say it again. We'll get so spiritually high to where we're no earthly good. We'll start saying all the things in God, but we ain't living all the things in Jesus.
All right.
Come on, talk to me, somebody. Huh?
All right.
We still have an obligation. How do I split time? What was the question? How do I manage your time?
How do I balance time?
There's no such thing as balancing time. When I'm spending time with him, I'm spending time with God. What do you mean? Oh, God, Jesus. And if he can't accept the God that, you know, that I'm bringing to the table while we're together, well, it's time to, y'all have to balance nothing. I separate. Because, see, if you can, see, boy, y'all better hear me and hear me good. Why should you have to balance? Because, see, the more you got to balance, that means you're about to be devious or deviant towards one thing, one or the other. You're about to start lying. When you got to balance two households, you're about to lie to one woman or the other. Balance two jobs. But, see, here's the thing. When I got God in my man, why do I have to balance anything? Because when I'm with my man, I'm loving on God and him at the same time. Because God brought us together, right? So what do I need to balance?
All right.
That's almost like saying, well, God, how do I balance time between you and my job? God is on my job, so why would I have to balance time?
All right.
Am I talking Ebonics, y'all? Because we get so spiritually high now.
All right.
Y'all, we get spiritually high-minded, and we start to mess up what marriage material is. Do you not understand that you're showing your love to God through your obedience to his word? In other words, if he said that's the head, that's the head. Now, if the head don't have a head, then I need to get the divorce anyways.
All right.
So I don't ever have to balance nothing. Either he's going to be my head or he's going to be left behind. One or the other. But there's no balance in there. Because why would I spend time with him and not God be in the midst of our time spending? Hello, somebody.
All right.
Y'all done got quiet on me.
I'm listening.
It's good.
Huh? You there, Mr. Bree? Let us hear it. Kick it off the phone, huh? Ain't that something?
Yeah. Yes, sir, I'm here.
There you go. You straight, though, huh? Well, we're going to assume she's straight.
I'm straight.
Y'all see it?
Yes.
See, it's not the fact that, and hear me good, it's not the fact that, you know, hey, how you forgive them so quick. I forgive them because God, but forgiveness don't mean fellowship. Well, why you not mad like I'm mad? I'm not mad at them. I'm mad at the sin that they committed.
All right. Amen.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
So there's no such thing as spending time. You both went into it wrong. You came to the knowledge of God. He has yet to come to the knowledge of God. Try and pull him in the knowledge of God. The reason why I say try and pull him into the knowledge of God, because you also lied going in. Because when you said, I'm marrying in God, if you wasn't saved, why did you make that decision? You made a rash decision. So both of you lied going in. Don't try and exclude him now. So it's your obligation to say, hey, this is where we are. This is where I am. This is where we need to be. If he don't want to follow suit, now you got to make a decision that's best for your soul, since he wants his to go elsewhere.
All right.
But don't try and immediately leave him when both of you lied going in the first place. Because if you didn't lie going in, you can say, hold on. We didn't get involved in this. You're not the man that I prayed for. I prayed for the man that I first met. You something else, but you can't say that, can you?
All right.
You can't remind him of his word, can you? You can't remind him of a word because he ain't never tell you nothing like that. So right, now that you've come to the knowledge of God, don't try and exclude him now. Go ahead and do your best because you made a vow. And try and get it right. And if he does not want to get it right, you get your peace, wipe your hands, and dust your feet, and keep it moving. Okay?
All right, now.
All right.
All right, cool. All right, y'all, real quickly, here we go. Here we go, real quick. These are going to be quick answers, y'all. Okay? Quick. Ms. Shabri, I'm going to throw this one your way. At what point do I cut off my parents from interfering in my marriage?
As soon as you say I do.
Hey, y'all have to listen, Mr. B. Rice. We'll buy your head right quick. She needs some Epsom salt. They said milk. She needs some Epsom salt. Mr. DJ, real quick, at what point do I cut off my parents from interfering in my marriage?
Cut off my parents?
No, my parents. My parents.
As soon as I realize that this person is marriage material, I can't establish, a solid foundation. I mean, you know, a man finding for wife, that's a good thing, but he should flee from the parents, from the home, you know, and have his own, flee to her. So, yeah, as soon as I feel like that she's marriage material, goodbye.
Okay. Mr. Neese, at what point do I cut off my parents from interfering in my marriage?
Just like Mr. DJ said, when I find out that you are marriage material, that's it. For that cause shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one. Your mom and dad ain't got no business in your marriage, because you go to your mom and daddy with a problem, and everybody mad at him, and then y'all make up that night. No, they ain't got no business in your marriage.
Reach. Here we go. At what point, baby Jesus did it early. Baby Jesus said, why do you worry when I was about my father's business? In other words, I'm married. Why you worry about me? Why you worry about us? In other words, you cut off your parents when your God is involved. That don't mean that you disrespect them. But see, the reason why I honor them is because my God says so. But here's the thing. My relationship with me and my God is between me and my God.
Right.
All right.
In other words, when I get the physical marriage, when I get physically married, it's no surprise to them. They're used to this. Well, I'm a dance like David danced.
Amen.
My Lord.
Huh? Oh, I two-step, y'all. See, when I get physically married, this ain't nothing to see, I can remind them, hold on, you forgot. I'm that same one who won't involve you in my relationship with God. I just share, you know, what I need to share with you. But you know, you ain't never stopped me from following God, right? All right, I just wanted to put that out there.
And
so you know what this is, right? What you got, Mr. DJ?
You can't tell your family all your business, no way, because when you marry, I mean, you might be mad at that person today, if someone said during the daytime in the morning, then you go to your family, they going to be loyal to you. They ain't going to, you know,
that's right,
deal with your spouse, and then you make up with them at night, then they not going to still, recognize that person is being
that's right.
You know, they're going to still be mad, you know.
That's right.
And see, this is how you know the content of people heart, and this is why, you know, typically hurt people. See, some people are married don't mean that they're marriage material just because they're married. Let's get that out there. Just because they're married don't mean that they're marriage material. The devil will say, well, so-and-so married, we hanging out together. Why you mad? Just because they're married don't mean that they're faithful. Cut that out.
That's now, right. Come on. All right.
Right. Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Let me show you the content of someone's character. If something ever goes wrong, you can do a little game. Don't lie. But if you ever want to test somebody out and you wouldn't, you know, you just want to be outside of God and say, God, forgive me for this one. You want to test the content today? Tell him. Cool. Tell his boy just dog. He's just a dog. Ain't do nothing right. Just see what, watch what they respond. That's how you're going to know who really fucked marriage and who's not. Majority of your people are going to be like, I knew it already. Now, you just straight up display just trying to test them. I knew he wasn't no good. See, the content of their heart really going to come out. See, a true friend will be like, what really happened? What did you do? Did you have anything to do with this? See, in other words, before I diagnose or say something about this, tell me the whole story.
All right.
And as a matter of fact, I don't just want to hear from you. Go get Tellius as well. Boy, y'all don't hear me. You listen to what I'm saying. We allow the devil in our marriage, in our most intimate, you know, settings. We pull the devil. The Bible says, "Let the marriage bedroom, let the marriage bed be undefiled." We pull people at the place where we're supposed to be intimate. Why are you telling people all your business? That is intimacy. Why are you allowing them into your bedroom, your bed? That's intimate.
All right.
Now they looking at them funny. But watch this. What if you was the guilty party?
Huh? All right.
And you know when somebody say, "I knew it." See, that mean they was riding with that in their heart all anyways. And they was just waiting for that person to mess up. But do understand the person that you got a problem with got a family too now. And see, this is how wars start. Yeah, hear me, y'all. This is how wars start. You may have that person's back, but they got, so stop it. Stay out of it. If you can't get clarity from both of them, don't even dive in it. Leave it alone.
Right.
All right. That's right.
We should be tired of having these one-sided conversations. All you're doing is talking to Janice, but you never talk to DJ. Because your loyalty is to your friend. But I thought your loyalty should be to God. In other words, let me hear from both of y'all. If all y'all don't want to, typically the one who don't want to talk with everybody on the phone is the one who guilty in the first place.
Yep,
that's all right.
Because when you ride with the truth, I want everybody to know it. So let's bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, real quickly, y'all. All right, I've been married for 2 years now. My current husband is my ex-best friend's ex. Am I wrong for being married, even though the two of them no longer communicate, Mr. Bree?
Lord,
yeah.
She gets one word. That's easy, short and sweet. No? Okay. Yeah.
Why you
gonna
marry her friend?
What you say, Mr. B?
No, I was saying, well, you don't do that. Marry your friend's ex? No. Yeah, she wrong for that. I'm going to leave it like that.
Mm-mm. Okay. Mr. DJ, real quickly, what you got?
I'm going to say no. I mean, if you are together in the Lord, then you're together. You're not
listening
to your
wife. Oh, and ain't no Lord bringing that together. Ain't no Lord bringing that together. Don't you even do that.
Amen. Amen.
Don't you even do that. The Lord ain't bring that together. You go bring the Lord up in there.
Hold on. This is a God call.
Lord have mercy.
TV still now. What you got, Mr. DJ?
Regardless of how y'all were brought together, if God brings you two together, it is what it is. It's not, you're not being loyal because she's friends with my friend, you know. If you want,
she's dead wrong. Dead wrong. Because I'm gonna take it as if you marry my ex, then you've been looking at him all along. No.
But
tell
it
again. You don't do that. You've been looking at him. Been wanting him.
But if that was your ex, obviously he wasn't yours to begin with.
He might have not been, but he was mine at one point in time, because I had him.
Nah.
Right, but if God
wants
them two together, then...
No, I'm like, Shabri, we're not going to bring God in that, because I just don't believe that God will do that.
God ain't nowhere in it.
Women view things differently than men. Let's just say that.
Yes, Lord.
Because if a woman dates somebody, she don't want nobody dating.
Right.
If a man
exactly.
She really don't care.
Right. A man will do that.
So... That's why you have the varying of the different views, okay? So we're going to leave that right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mr. Cardi is there with that question.
Right.
I'm only going by what's on the list. That's all I can do. Okay. Let me see. The last question. Okay. I've heard varying opinions about communicating with your past. Me personally, I don't see anything wrong with being cordial or even friends with my ex. My partner understands, so why is it such a big deal?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
So they're saying, no. Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you. If their partner understands and they get married still, why should everybody else be tripping?
If your partner understands what now?
Their partner understands that they still communicate with their ex. And a partner don't have a problem with it. So why is it such a big deal for everybody else? marriage.
You got a lot of people who view things through their eyes of what's successful and what's doable. You can have an ex and not even have a child with that ex. For instance, me and my ex are friends. We don't have no ill values. Both of our fathers are in the same nursing home. We're friends. And that's all it is. It ain't no, you know.
So
okay. If you marrying somebody else and they don't have a problem with that, I mean, what matters is your spouse. That's who you're supposed to be married to. Not everybody else. Not the peanut gallery. Not the people on the outside. Because they'll mess your marriage up. You end up without a marriage and without a friend. So.
Okay. Mr. B, what you got?
No. It shouldn't be no communication at all. Because what you're talking to them for, they're ex for a reason.
Come on now.
They're ex for a reason. So what you communicating with them for, that's your past. Why you bringing your past back up? I don't care if you got a child or without a child. Kudos to you, Mr. DJ. That's good. But
I've known her since seventh grade. So we grew up together, and we're friends. I mean, we were friends before we got married. We got married too early. And we're friends now. I mean, that's all it is, though. I know her. I ain't talking about friends like chummy that we got to talk every day. I ain't talking about like that. I'm just saying we're not strangers towards one another, and we're not enemies. You know, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not strangers towards my ex-husband, but I'm not his friend. I'm not his associate. I ain't nothing. He ain't nothing to me. No.
Ms. Denise, what you got?
No, sir. You cut that off because you, like Sheree said, you're my ex for a reason. And then if I'm communicating with you, and even though I'm married and I love my husband, but I'm still communicating with you, do you not think that's going to bring up some emotions, some feelings? You know,
and it's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful because we ain't got nothing we need to be talking about. Nothing. Now, if I see you in the store, hey, and bye. I would be cordial in that aspect, speak and keep going. But it's nothing that we got to sit up and converse about. Everything we needed to converse about, we conversed about when we were together.
Mr. DJ, what you got?
I just wanted to ask a question. If you have a rare blood type, and that same, quote-unquote, wife, his husband, or friend is willing to donate something to you.
I'll take it, but he ain't got the talk.
my point is, if you're not talking with that person, and when I say friend, I mean, maybe we need to define what we call friend. But I'm just saying, you know, just because we are not married anymore doesn't mean that, you know, some people you can talk to, you can't. I'm not saying all, you know, everybody is in that situation, but I'm just saying if you, you know, need that, then you're going to turn that person down just because that was your ex? I don't care.
I'm not doing it. And my spouse ought to be man enough to not even allow that to go on. He ought not even be allowing me to talk to my ex, because I'm not going to let him talk to his ex.
But when you say talk, I'm not talking about, like, be chummy. I'm just saying, you know, you've known each other all your life. Or in some cases,
that don't mean that
person.
Let me hold on, y'all. Let me chime in. Okay. So you got to be very careful, because now we step into this what's subjective. Because now we let the devil play by saying ain't nothing wrong. Okay. Hold on. Just be quiet. So we let the devil play by words like chummy. Now that's subjective. Okay. Now here's the thing. If it's your past, absolutely, it's your past for a reason. Me personally, and I can bring it spiritually, all right? What's done in the past is left in the past, and that's where it's going to be. See, I think we use the word friend too casually. We need to know what a friend is versus what an associate is versus someone who I know. I know you, don't mean we friends. I know you.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I can acknowledge you. But there will be no. Here's the reason, and make no mistake about it. Whether I'm with someone talking about marriage material or whether I'm solo, there will be no communication on no level. Okay? Even if it's based on, like you said, Mr. DJ, blood type, either you're going to do or you're not going to do. But we're not going to do based on bamboozlement, meaning based on if I talk to you or not. I guess I will go without. It ain't that serious, because now I would have to please you. You become my master, because I got to do what it takes to get what I want. No, forget that. We're not doing them games. So you keep the blood, and I just wait. How about that? And I'm dead serious. Because if I got to do stuff, see, now that means somebody's pimping you. You know that, right? That's basically what you just said. You know that?
Okay.
Because if it wasn't given in love, I don't need it in the first place. And what I mean by in love, being given in God.
Right.
You understand? So we don't have to talk for you to give it, though.
But they don't have to be your ex in order for you to receive it in love, neither. That's
right. They don't. What I'm saying is, you threw out a word called friend. That is not a friendship. A friendship is something that is sacred. That's not sacred.
Right.
I don't deal with you.
Okay? Right.
I don't deal with you for. In other words, once we cross that line, we can never go back. See, that used to be something back in the day. Now in 2019, they done turned it. Meaning, once we cross that line, where we can still keep the door open. I don't care how long I've been knowing you. No, well, see, time don't mean. And see, I talked about this on the call before. Marriage material, y'all. See, time has no bearing on love. See, this is why a lot of people get messed up right now, because they'll say, I don't believe in love at first sight, and I've been knowing that person all my life, so I'm going with them. Well, here's the thing. God being knowing Satan and he being longer than us, why is it that he chose us over him?
All right.
Don't let time be the barometer in this thing now.
Right.
That's a no-go, because that means first come, first serve, and that's not how it works. It don't go first come, first serve. It's best fit for marriage. So therefore, you don't have to tell me to unfriend somebody who I'm never friends with in the first place.
All right.
You see? We can't go forward together. I know you. That's all we need to know. But I don't know. It's not a friendship, because friends are sacred. If it was going to be a friendship, it should have never crossed that line. But when my emotions and all that got involved, I can't go back. I can't. Because I'll be playing myself. And see, this is, Mr. DJ, what happens a lot. People say, well, we was just friends, and then what happens is them same friends rekindle something, too. You know that, right? Because you know the flesh is going to always go back to what's familiar, right?
Right.
So you don't have to be in a marriage or heading towards a marriage to cut that old thing off. Be honest with yourself and God. Let it ride. A lot of people only hold on to their ex because at least they want a piece of them. It's almost like a woman wanting a piece of a man as opposed to no man at all. Leave him alone. Leave her alone. That belongs to somebody else. Even if they're not taking, it still belongs to somebody else. It did not work. Be mature enough to walk away. Leave it alone.
All
right. It's not progressive. Right. It didn't work when y'all was together. So why should it work now that y'all want to be friends? Now we want to dumb it down? No. Ain't none of that. You go be happy, I'm going to be happy, and everybody happy. See how they go?
Right.
If I see y'all speak, hey, how you doing? And I'm going to keep it moving. But we got to maintain our marriage material in God. That's not even a good look. Because now we're suggesting to the world that they can do it too. And that's not what's up. What we had was there. And when it ended, all is ended. We good? That don't mean I hate you. But it also don't mean that I embrace you. Oh, no.
Right.
None of that. Make sense, y'all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Because if you make yourself available to something that you're supposed to get rid of, what value do you have again?
Right.
What's your value? Why would you give Satan access to you? Were you calling your past Satan? No, I'm saying that it wasn't for me. So I'm not going to let... Sure. Author of confusion, even try and rewrite this story. I'm good. Out of sight, out of mind. Oh, y'all didn't hear me on that one, huh? Out of sight, out of mind.
All right.
You keep it out of your sight. Wouldn't they remove themselves from? They got to be out of your mind. Right? I don't need no friendship that bad to where I got to go back to my past. No way.
All right.
All right? All right. With that being said, thank y'all for calling in. We're about to pray, and we're about to, we're doing this next Monday as well. All right? Let's go ahead and pray, Mr. Denise, please.
Let's bow our head and close our eyes. Father God, we just come humbly before you right now, just thanking you. Thanking you for this day. We thank you for the call on tonight. We thank you for the participants. We just thank you for the open dialogue. We just thank you for your word. We just ask that you would just continue to bless our leader, Mr. Carr. Just continue to crown his head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. Father God, we just ask that you would just create within us a clean heart and renew within us the right spirit, oh God, and purge us with hyssop and wash us white as snow, oh God. And Father God, we just want to thank you. We just thank you, and we can't thank you enough. These and all blessings we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Y'all have a great night. Y'all listen. The varying of our different views is perfectly okay. But at the end of the day, we all still kneeling down to one God. Keep that in mind, all right?
Amen.
Y'all have,
right.
We'll see y'all next, what is this, Monday? It's Monday.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. We'll see y'all next Monday night. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Mm-hmm.